If parents are more concerned about TV than the internet, it's because they think they can do a better job of controlling their kids' access to the internet. So we asked reporter Celeste Headley to find out what parents are doing, and she started at home.
If you could choose anything in the world that you wanted to do and you could spend a whole day doing it, what would you do?
Probably play electronics, maybe watch a movie, you know, stuff like that.
My son turns 9 this summer, and it's a sad truth for me that his friends will spend a good part of their lives in cyberspace.
How about going outside?
You know, I like electronics and TV better than outside.
And this is a kid that's been to Disneyland, regularly goes camping, swimming, and biking, and owns all the baseball equipment available. Naturally, I get concerned about how much time he spends on the computer and what he's exposed to over the internet. But I'm never sure if the decisions I make are comparable to what goes on in other households. So I chatted with some of the parents at the end of school year celebration, gathered inside a circle of picnic tables loaded with pizza, cookies, and Doritos. Most of them were happy to talk about how they police their kids.
No computers or televisions in bedrooms, only in community areas in the home. And they're limited on the amount of time they're allowed to spend on them.
Do you let them go to YouTube?
Don't even know what it is.
How about MySpace?
No, because I feel as though they're opening themselves up to an environment that we can't control. They can get social interaction with kids in their own school, in their own neighborhood. They don't need to do it online.
Jennifer Woodman has 2 children, girls aged 8 and 9. Most of the kids at the park attend the same school in suburban Detroit.
I'm Julia Hoffman. I have 4 children.
What about the internet? Do you let them watch YouTube?
I watch it with them. I police what they do with it. They ask me, Mom, can we go on YouTube? We heard about this, whatever. And some of it's valid, funny stuff. I mean, my sister sent me a link to a talking cat.
But Jesse Collier, father of 4, wouldn't dream of letting his kids search through the YouTube library.
Because it's too racy. I find too many things on YouTube that I don't want my kids to see. And it's no way to block it when you go to YouTube. Once you get on YouTube, it's like they can go anywhere and type in anything, find anything. I look at things today on the TV that they show on regular TV. They wouldn't have dared showing when I was a kid. And it's hard to even let your kids watch Cartoon Network, you know? It's hard to let them watch that. But I let them watch it. I just put a block on it. But their G rating is not my G rating, so I have to watch exactly, and then block specific shows.
Kathy Weidig wonders whether she wants to spend her time sitting on the couch watching SpongeBob or emailing her son's friends every day.
We weren't monitored as children that much other than basic safety, but even then, we were often with our friends or outside or at other people's homes where we weren't monitored. So in a way, I actually think the kids are more safe now because we're probably too much involved. There is that danger of just overstaying with the technology and as opposed to doing other things. So that's always the balance. That's always the goal.
Their choices seemed pretty close to my own. It's always nice to know you're normal. Perhaps we're all kidding ourselves, but at least I know my son understands the basic safety rules of internet use.
What if somebody was talking to you on the internet and wanted to get your personal information?
That I wouldn't tell him.
Why not?
Because Mom said always not to tell people about that.
Very important lesson when you have a kid that would rather play polar bear bowling online than spend a day at the swimming pool. If the new poll from the Kaiser Family Foundation teaches us anything, it's that most parents are doing their best to control the use of technology and keep their kids safe. But we'd probably have a lot more free time if we didn't have to be so vigilant. Celeste Headley, NPR News, turning off my son's computer in Detroit.
Pow, 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 pow